of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, August 26, 2020. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Host of the Kingdom Connection radio program on Q95, Pastor Randy Rodney, believes the Electoral Commission may not be operationalized if the members are sworn in separately. Third quarter corporate earnings for Barbados' largest conglomerate, Gorgard Enterprises Limited, have taken a dip, forcing the company to slash 40% of employees in its catering division. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's opposed to the BBC's decision to play instrumental versions of Land, Hope and Glory and Rule Britannia at the last night of the proms next month. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And welcome back. Host of the Kingdom Connection radio program on Q95, Pastor Randy Rodney, believes a swearing in only two individuals as opposed to the usual total number to sit on the Electoral Commission does not make it operable. Rodney was referring to the two UDP nominees who were recently sworn in the absence of the two DLP nominees in the Commission's chairman.
Even everybody in stage one knew that. So if you swear two and then you have to swear one and then you have to swear three, it's not operable until the whole commission is sworn in. That is child's play. That's playing monkey dance with big people business. That's my best description. Let us, for once, Papa Bonji, for once, let us just be mature now. Let us do things like big people. We are big people. Let's just do things like Guamun. You know, when you're ready to do it, you do it. If it's your authority to do it, you do it. If you're not ready, you're not ready, you know. If you're not ready today, we can do it next week. What hindereth thou from waiting until next week, you know, next month or maybe next year? We are just playing on people's emotions in this lovely whitey kubuli, and it's terrible.
And that was a Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Kingdom Connection radio program. And speaking on the wrongful detaining of Rosa North MP Daniel Luge and the manhandling of businesses Steve Astafans, which occurred on the August 15th of 2020, former police officer Emerson Hibbelit told Q95 FM he is disgusted by the actions carried out by the officers on the scene, classifying the police action as deliberate. Hibbelit reiterated that the Dominica Police Force has some good officers. However, he says there are also some officers who are biased towards the Roosevelt Skerrit administration.
And I want to make it clear also to the public that not all police officers are bad. I was in there, I worked there. There are good cops, hardworking cops who are dedicated to ensure the safety and security of this nation. There are policemen who are placing their lives, I'm telling you honestly, they will put their lives before their family to ensure that Dominica is safe, to uphold law and order in the country. Dominica has become a country of thugs. And the Prime Minister, you should be ashamed of yourself, sir. What threat is it that could have resulted in such a course of action in a matter of 2 days? Steve Astafans, when I looked at the video, this is a disgrace, man. When I looked at the video, you have a man in his boxers, a man who is adjacent to your property, and the man is telling you that something is affecting him. And this is what happens. And Sibo, here it is again, Sibo, that you display the same course of action. This is deliberate, and God actually is pointing it out to Dominicans. Dominicans, you all need to see the facts as it is, man. You all need to stand up and realize that this thing has gone too far. This has to stop, and this has to stop with immediate effect.
And that was a police officer, or former police officer, Emerson Hippolyte. And the White Kubuli Artists Association, a collective of creatives in Dominica, on Monday released a video exhibiting art pieces created in light of the growing call to end racial inequality. The art exhibited in this video was made in response to the seemingly increasing frequency of racially motivated incidents, particularly the George Floyd murder. The video itself both showcases the beautiful works of art and the artist's perspectives on various issues surrounding the Black Lives Matter movement. The video exhibition, filmed and edited by WAA member Michael Lees, shows the works of Dominican artists Chase Lawrence, Jeannie Bell, Edward Collins, Sarama Roll, Lowell Umpty Royer, Precious Peter, Jarrell Joseph, Yana Eugene, and Aaron Hamilton. The artist worked in many mediums, everything from digital media to paper mache. WAA really wanted to make an impact on the best way we know how, says the president of WAA, Lowell Royer. He says, we wanted to create impactful artwork that inspires conversation around racism and to spread the dialogue about race in the Caribbean, and we look forward to hearing the public's reaction. Also in local news, General Manager of Dowasco, Bernard Etinoff, clears the air on COVID-19 rumors being circulated about the company. Mr. Etinoff has made it clear that Dowasco has no cases of COVID-19 or any of the staff members being tested positive for COVID-19. These rumors began circulating about the same time the Ministry of Health announced an additional imported case of COVID-19 last week from a Dominican returning from England. Mr. Etinoff says that there may be a possibility that two staff members may have been in proximity to this returnee and, as per protocol, have been tested and results reveal them to be negative. He says there isn't any fear at all about this matter and that staff members are all COVID-19 negative, as revealed to him by the health authorities.
But just to note that Dowasco has had no cases of COVID-19, of staff members testing positive with COVID-19. There may have been a couple persons who somewhere exposed to an individual who came in from Britain, I believe, and who was tested positive for COVID-19 last week. As a result of that positive test, I can tell you that these two members of staff have been tested. And we have been in contact with the medical professionals who have assured us that the both individuals have tested negative. And so there really is no real fear at the Wasco at this time. Nonetheless, these two persons have been quarantined at home because they may have had some kind of exposure to the individual. So they have been quarantined at home since and will be quarantined for at least 14 days while they Ministry of Health professionals continue monitoring these persons.
The general manager sought to make it clear that there is no truth to any person reporting ill or having been sent home, as the rumors are suggested.
And we are pleased to report up to this point in time, there is really nothing, no COVID-19 positive case at the Wasco. The voice note also indicated that a number of persons had reported ill and Dowasco had to send them home. I want to refute that totally. Nobody reported ill at Dowasco as a result of this situation, and nobody has had to be sent home. As a matter of fact, nobody reported ill at Dowasco over the couple of days that persons were talking about. So that is totally untrue, and that's the situation it stands.
And that was the general manager of Dowasco, Bernard Etinoff. And the Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit is calling for the revamping of Dominica's school system. He is concerned about the number of subjects being offered at school compared to the number of hours being spent at school. He says, we do not allow students enough opportunity for group work and interaction, and feels like there is an additional burden on students because they are placed in a competitive classroom setting for 5 hours at a time. As a result of this, he believes that time is of the essence and that we cannot delay the revamping of the curriculum any further, as he was speaking on the Anupali program on the weekend.
Because I have a concern. We still have 5 hours at the school and we have increased in a dramatic way the number of subjects which you offer to students. Because, I mean, we moved from physical education was something that you did. Mm-hmm. It was just physical. You had sports day and you you did the exercise, you played sports, and you engage yourself in physical activity. But we've moved away from this, and now we're using a textbook for physical education because it is now a subject at CXE. And so what we have found, in my view, is that we do not allow students enough opportunities for group work, for interaction. It is sitting on a desk, on a chair for 5 hours outside of the break, and having tuition in a classroom setting. And so it is very competitive, and it places, in my view, an added burden on students and parents to see whether the children can do well as compared to others, rather than everybody in an environment where they can all succeed. I believe time is of the essence. I believe. I don't think we can delay the curriculum reform any further. And I would really like to see the ministry and, of course, the nation or country move with haste with revisiting the curriculum.
And that was the Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. And on August 25th, 2020, a concerned Dominican revealed the experience of his family member at the DLP government's quarantine center, allegedly the St. James building in Portsmouth, from August 28th, 2020. The person in question said they have the money to afford the government's requested fees. However, the DLP administration appears to be extremely disorganized in facilitating visitors and returning Dominicans. The family member, who is in contact with this relative in Dominica and chose to stay anonymous, says the better preparation, customer service and execution of efficient services needs to be implemented to ensure that Dominicans and visitors are properly treated and protected from COVID-19 transmissions at the quarantine center. This concerned Dominican recommends that the country's COVID-19 quarantine team do a better job of assisting the needs of every single Dominican visiting and placing the government's quarantine so as to avoid the creation of an additional problem for the individuals in that quarantine system.
They need to go in there and look at each person, the other people who are there, who have not had the opportunity to call, that they have not looked at the plight of the people. They need to interview everybody, see what the person's situation is, and make proper decisions. He has the means to pay for any place he wants, and he has people here who would pay it for him if they need to. I, in particular, have a big property down there where nobody is in, a 5-acre place up there. He can stay there where all the conveniences are, and if they want to put a security, we're willing to pay for the security at that price if they want to do that. Because the guy is sick. He has a pre-existing condition, and we are concerned about it. We are deeply concerned that while you're trying to do one thing, you're creating another problem. His brother is dead, and he's suffering right there. No one has come to see him since last night. The guy came in yesterday, no food. Fortunately, we were able to make contact with a good Samaritan who was able to bring water for him to take this medication. Is that quarantine? What are you doing to people? Are you trying to kill them? We ought to do better than that. We are Dominicans. We ought to do better than that.
And that was an anonymous concerned citizen experience in the quarantine system in Dominica. And the Committee of Concerned Lawyers are to the view of Dominica being at crossroads, describing the world as unstable and uncertain, complicated by pandemics, huge inequalities and poverty in between persons and countries, along with challenges to rule of law, especially amongst the governing elites, which threatens peace and prosperity around the world. And the Committee of Concerned Lawyers says that in Dominica, problems have been intensified by the fact that the population of people is small and vulnerable not only to external shocks such as natural disasters, but to internal policies and to conduct which threaten community solidarity and weaken capacity withstanding these pressures. Speaking to QFM on Tuesday, executive member of the CCL, Joel Paris, announces that the executive will be meeting with the public to discuss institutions' objectives to the benefit of the people of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and this meeting is planned for August 26, 2020, today at the DPSU building beginning at 1 o'clock.
Well, tomorrow is an important day for the Committee of Concerned Lawyers. This is a very new group, and I would rather use the word institution, that we are embarking on, and we will be introducing the group to the public tomorrow, Wednesday, the 26th of August, at the DPSU building. Briefly, it's an institution to provide really checks on the excesses and the power of the state. Right, and as a full-fledged institution, it will evolve into a sort of group of councillors who will have the research capacity to ensure that whenever there are there is an issue with the power, the governors of Dominica, the powers that be. Whenever there is an issue of excesses of power, that we can intervene, and we can intervene in a legal way. Well, the rules and the function of that group will not necessarily be different. We intend to embark on an area that the Bar Association has not quite frankly addressed in the recent.
And that was executive member of CCL, Joel Paris. And in other news, third quarter cooperative earnings for Barbados' largest conglomerate, Gorguard Enterprises Limited, or GEL, have taken a dip, forcing the company to slash 40% of employees in its catering division. The Bridgetown headquartered company, with the operations across the Caribbean and North, Central, and South America, reported a $15.3 million loss for the April to June month period. However, the company's recently published consolidated unaudited financial highlights for the 9 months ending June 30th showed a net income stood at $15.38 million, as this represented a massive 65.5% decline in the net income recorded for the same 9 months in 2019, when the group raked in $44.58 million of profit for that same period. The impact for the pandemic varied across the group, but in aggregate resulted in net losses for the quarter, $15.3 million, which eroded just under half of the net income from the previous two quarters, they stated. According to Ali and Herbert, the Gorguard catering group took a significant hit from the halt in the international travel, and the company had to release about 40% of the workers in that division. Also in other news, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, that's UK's Prime Minister, says he's opposed to the BBC's decision to play instrumental versions of the Land of Hope and Glory and Rule Britannia at the last night of the proms next month. He says, "I think it is time we stopped our cringing embarrassment about our history," he told reporters.
But I just want to say that, and they're trying to restrain me from saying this, but if it is correct, which I cannot believe that it really is, but if it is correct that the BBC is saying that they will not sing the words of Land of Hope and Glory and Rule Britannia, as they traditionally do at the end of last night of the prompts, I think it's time we stopped our cringing embarrassment about our history, about our traditions, and about our culture, and we stopped this general bout of self-recrimination and wetness. I wanted to get that off my chest.
And that's the morning news. Has a recap of the headlines. Host of the Kingdom Connection radio program on Q95, Pastor Randy Rodney, believes the Electoral Commission may not be operationalized if members are sworn in separately. A third quarter corporate earnings for Barbados' largest conglomerate, Gorguard Enterprises, have taken a dip, forcing the company to slash 40% of employees in its catering division. And the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, says he's opposed to the BBC's decision to play instrumental versions of the Land of Hope and Glory and Rule Britannia at the last night of the proms next month. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever.